is the 77 WABC minicast.
Well, we are back here on Katz and Cosby, and it was a big story in the New York Post. Everybody's talking about spy bosses silencing the Defense Department, not giving the right information about the lab leak, the old Wuhan lab. John, you were one of the first people talking about that. I remember that. And joining us now to discuss this and more is James Bavard. He is with the New York Post. And James, talk about how this was really a huge con on America and the rest of the world.
Thanks for having me on. Yes, it was, you know, I had such high hopes for the Biden administration when the president promised to be transparent. But, you know, it just didn't happen. The story yesterday exposed huge cover-ups that's gone on. There were a lot of federal experts in the FBI and in the Pentagon who recognized that this COVID pandemic came from a lab in Wuhan that was being funded by the U.S. government, by NIH, in violation of U.S. guidelines. And so, but there was a concerted effort to whitewash the Chinese Communist government and to whitewash NIH and the policymakers there who helped spawn this deadly pandemic that killed over a million Americans.
So why were they whitewashing it? Explain why. Why was there such like a concerted effort not to tell the people the truth?
There were several different motives. Very quickly after the pandemic hit here, there was a bunch of scientists put out this statement saying there was a conspiracy theory to even suggest that the virus had leaked out of the lab, even though that lab was doing the same kind of experiments that were trying to move a virus from one species to another, which is apparently what happened and what leaked out, either intentionally or accidentally. So, and there was, you know, there was a huge push to put a halo over scientists. Fauci was very blunt in saying that people could not criticize him because that was like criticizing science, and if people do that, then we've got a new dark age. So there were so many different levels of BS. It's like peeling an onion here, but there were so many bad motivations. And what happened was early on, you had NIH bigwigs trying to cover up their role in financing that research that led to the COVID-19 virus.
So, but you know what? It's almost like, I guess they think like the American public's stupid, because I don't believe in coincidences. And I remember, John, like early on, we were talking about the lab, the fact there's that lab
been
right
talking
down
about
the, right
it
down
all
it.
Along
from the very beginning.
The major channels, CBS, NBC, ABC, they were calling us nuts.
Yes. And John, by the way, John, for the record, you were one of the first ones I remember that it was like the lab is literally down
like
the street. Yeah. And yet they thought, OK, we're going to hide it. I mean, that's ridiculous, James. It really is. And think about the devastation.
At the end of the day, it looks like Fauci was full of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it certainly looks like that. And it wasn't them just trying to badmouth critics. You had the U.S. State Department pressuring Twitter and other companies to censor anybody, to suppress anybody who mentioned that research conducted at the Wuhan Institute. That's all it took to get banished. The State Department sent Twitter a list of 250,000 accounts it wanted censored, including American journalists. People were not allowed to say the truth. And that was huge, because what happened early on was that the Democrats, a lot of the media, took that pandemic to portray the government as a savior. We had to give all this blind power to the government. We had to let them shut down the schools, shut down the churches, the synagogues, everything else, and then later on mandate vaccines, because we had to give government absolute power to save us. But if people had recognized early on that the U.S. government had a big role in causing this pandemic, the U.S. government never could have been put on a pedestal.
Yeah, great points. Governor Patterson.
Mr. Bavard, there's a new administration coming in. The government will be run by people that probably would have been very sympathetic to the first information that would have come out. What do you think might happen in the next 6 months?
I hope that they open the files, because this is something which the Trump administration failed to do in 2017, because there are so many files that I think would be scandalous as far as people intentionally covering up some of the evidence on this pandemic, there was a huge effort at CDC to cover up the failure of the vaccines. I mean, if you flip back to the summer of 2021, you had Joe Biden promising people that if they got vaccinated, they would not get COVID. The CDC knew that was false at the time, but Biden was out there saying it. And then after that, Biden mandated the vaccine for 100 million adults. Happily, the Supreme Court struck down most of that. But there were so many lies at the heart of the COVID policy. And we need to open the files. We need to find out the other bad things and cons that federal agents and politicians did.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're going to be very busy in the Trump administration doing all that. James Brevard, thank you very, very much. It's really great to have you here and really great work. Keep us posted on other stuff. Really interesting stuff. That's a mind blower. It's like, wow.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Great to have you here. Thank you very much. Wow, very interesting stuff, guys. I can't wait to see what's in those files.
We'll be interested.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci is going to be, I'm moving to Mexico.
Senator Paul's on his case.
Yeah, exactly. He, boy, is he ever, guys. That's going to be interesting.